It's fairly quiet and desolate on the road to Chimayo at the beginning of Holy Week, but the number of people walking from as far away as Albuquerque picks up as Good Friday approaches. Some have made their trek early for healing, for forgiveness, or for other reasons.
My name is James Royale. I'm from Santa Fe, New Mexico. I walk every year. This is my 18th year.
I see you're wearing a rosary. How does that help your journey?
I just wear it every year, just as my grandmother, so I just wear it.
So did you experience some real pain?
Mm-hmm, every year. Yeah. My legs.
How do they feel right now?
Little pain, but it's good. It'll go away. I got it down.
Like the thousands of others expected to shuffle through the hand-carved doors of the 200-year-old santuario, Rael comes to take home some of the holy dirt from the small pit inside the church, called El Pocito. The faithful who rub the dirt on themselves or take it to loved ones, they believe it has healing powers for aches and pains and even disease. 77-year-old Andrés Holguín is from Española.
Yo creo mucho en la tierra esa bendita.
I believe in the holy dirt, he says, that it will help me and everyone.
¿Cuántos años tiene usted?
77.
¿Y cuántos años he venido aquí?
He says he's 77 years old, and he's been coming here for 50 years, and it's given him good health.
Sí, sí, me ha dado salud.
Robert Holguín is the son of Andrés Holguín. He walks with the help of a hand-carved cane. He and his dad are making the 7-mile round trip from Holy Family Parish on State Road 76, just in time to attend the daily mass at the santuario.
I'm Robert Holguín, and I live in San Pedro, and it's a great feeling to do it every year. We have time for everything else, and it's part of our tradition, part of our community, and it feels good. And we were able to make it on time for church, even felt better.
Not since then, but not to my
knowledge. I was born here, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Joe Martinez is a volunteer caretaker who welcomes pilgrims to El Santuario throughout the year.
What does it mean to you to be a part of the Santuario community?
It's great, yes. Mm-hmm. It's been a calling.
He retired from a long career as a barber in Los Alamos and began serving this church 14 years ago. The Sacred Heart and scapular medals that hang from his neck exemplify his Catholic beliefs. Martinez was actually a child when worshippers first descended upon Chimayo's chapels.
Well, they started in 1942 after the Bataan March, but it started at the little chapel in Santo Niño, but then it spread over here, and it gets bigger and bigger every year.
Almost everywhere you turn in Chimayo during Holy Week, people are expressing their faith, like Nicholas Madrid, the manager of El Potrero Trading Post, next door to El Santuario. He says every year is a boost for business and much more.
But it's also a time for us to kind of reconnect with people. It's an awesome kind of an experience like that, a friendship experience, which we really enjoy. We've been preparing for weeks.
Easter season is the busiest time of year for this store that's been here almost as long as the church. It's when Madrid sells a multitude of religious objects, including rosaries of every color and texture, candles, crosses, and containers for the precious holy dirt.
Vials, containers, I sell little crosses that are real popular, anything jewelry related like that. But it's all about coming and getting a little bit of the dirt and taking that with you.
Sorry. I know.
Back at the famous Adobe Church that's also known as the Lourdes of America for its reported miracles, the flow of visitors begins to pick up. Joe Martinez makes last-minute checks of the church pews, the altar with ancient art and the gold chalice, and even the bathrooms that will see heavy usage this weekend.
So how many people do you expect this weekend?
We expect countless people. Some figures say 20,000, some over 20,000. But this is over a 24-hour period. You know, we're open 2 nights during this time of the year, Thursday night and Friday night. We go back to normal hours on Saturday at 5 o'clock. Yes.
Do you have Easter Mass on Sunday?
Yes, we have two Easter Masses here at Santuario, one indoors at 10:30 and one outdoors at 12 o'clock, and we get pretty close to 200 persons for each Mass. So we're...
I'm standing among the gravestones of the caretakers, the forebearers of El Santuario here in the patio. Among my ancestors buried here, Francisco Chavez, my great-grandfather, and the church builder, Bernardo Abeita, my great-great-great-grandfather. All their spirits still inhabit this courtyard, where people flock by the tens of thousands every year, at this time, in search of peace. Reporting from El Santuario de Chimayo, I'm Deborah Martinez for KSFR.